You know, over the last 2 weeks, we talked about, you know, destroying the three-bit objection, getting that out of the way. Well, one of the other objections we deal with all the time is the price objection. In this next training video, I want to share with you more detail about how to do that. And one of the keys is that you have to have an open, transparent conversation with your homeowner about a cheap price and to use as much third-party validation, third-party experts to help build your argument. You know, if we say it, oftentimes the homeowner thinks, hey, he's a salesman, he'll say anything. But if we can show them third-party validation, then it's true. Take a quick look at this video of how easy it is to use third-party experts to make your point that price is not the most important consideration. First thing that Consumer Reports says is finding a trustworthy contractor matters most. Now, when they say finding a trustworthy contractor matters most, I mean, that would, you know, more important than price or brand or anything. Why do you suppose so much emphasis is put on the contractor and finding the right contractor?
Well, I'm not sure.
Well, here's the reason why. Number one, as I mentioned, these are complex systems and they have to be designed properly. And they have to be designed by a professional, someone that's highly skilled and highly trained. Another thing to consider is this. When you look at the heating and air conditioning industry, there are maybe half a dozen manufacturers of the components and 50 different brands. What does that tell you about the components of the system?
Well, they must have a lot of the same components in them.
Yeah. You have major manufacturers that design a lot of the components, and various manufacturers, you know, add their twist on it. And there's differences in manufacturing and quality of manufacturing. But at the same time, any of the systems, the major brands that you would look at, are going to be very reliable and operate properly if they're designed and installed properly. And as you'll see later, there's a lot of complex things, a lot of detailed things that go into a proper installation of one of these systems. And that's why they say it's all about the contractor, not necessarily the brand of equipment. They go on to say the contractor should calculate the required cooling and heating capacity by using a recognized method. That's what I'm going to do here, by measuring your home and make sure we have it properly sized. They go on to say be leery of contractors who base their estimates on house size and vague rules of thumb. Now, you mentioned you talked to five window contractors. Have you had a chance yet to talk to any heating and air conditioning contractors?
Yeah, we've actually, you're actually the third company we've talked to, Wally.
Perfect. Yeah. You're getting three bids, right?
<That's> right. At least.
Third time's a charm.
Yeah. During the course of talking with them, did any of them just kind of say, you know, hey, Jamie, how big is your house, or how many square feet are in your house?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In fact, I think two of the people she told me she'd called, they asked over the phone and gave her a price. And then the two companies that have already been out, they asked what our square footage was.
Yeah. Well, according to Consumer Reports, not according to me, but according to Consumer Reports, you got to be very careful about that situation, because that old rule of thumb is a method that a lot of folks use because it's quick and it's easy, but it's not always accurate. And you'll see here, Department of Energy talks a lot about this. They say that national surveys have determined that well over half of all HVAC contractors do not properly size the systems. Over half. Now, that's 55-65%. I would call that an epidemic. I mean, you know, 50-60% of all the companies are not properly sizing and therefore not properly designing and installing the systems. What that means is that if 10 of your neighbors got new air conditioning systems put in last year, five or six of them are not properly installed. Five or six of them are not properly sized.
That's really interesting.
It's a very serious situation.
I know, that makes you kind of uneasy, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Owners should insist upon a system being correctly sized before it's installed. Here's what I'd like to ask you. Why do you suppose that Consumer Reports and Department of Energy put so much emphasis on this proper sizing thing? Why do you think they have so much, I mean, both of them talk about the same issue?
Well, I can only assume that from what you've said, that if it's not sized properly, it's not going to work properly.
Exactly.
Maybe not heat or cool your home as well as it should.
Exactly. Now, as you can see in this role play situation here, I'm really making the case that proper sizing and finding a trustworthy contractor is what's really important to the homeowner, way more important than a cheap price. One of the things that you can use is kind of these metaphor to draw these illustrations to compare the HVAC system with other things that homeowners understand. In this example, you're going to see I compare their HVAC system to the efficiency, the gas mileage, and the wear and tear on their car with highway driving versus in-town driving. It's the same comparison I'm making there between that and short cycling and in-town driving. Take a quick look. I think it'll make sense. It's a great metaphor and one that can really communicate the point to your homeowner.
When you look at a heating and air conditioning system, it's got something kind of in common with your car. If you have your car and you're doing in-town driving versus highway driving, where do you get the best gas mileage?
On the highway, the long, even drive.
Absolutely, yeah. Same with your heating and air conditioning system. When they're oversized and they're doing what we call short cycling, kicking on, kicking off, kicking on, kicking off, that's like in-town driving with your car. What we want are long, even heating and cooling cycles where you get the best gas mileage as you go, you know, through the various seasons. So efficiency is one very important issue. But the other issue is the single most important issue. And it's the wear and tear all that short cycling puts on your system. When a system is oversized, like, you know, 50-60% of them are, that short cycling, starting and stopping and starting, it's like in-town driving, right? All the wear and tear that puts on your brakes and your clutch and your transmission, all these different things, it wears the car out sooner, correct?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Same way with your HVAC system. All that wear and tear, the system will not last as long as it should. So let me ask you this. If a guy came in and, offered to do a system for $500 or $1,000 less than my company, but he came in, he didn't properly size it, he just did the old rule of thumb, threw something in, but because it was oversized, it was not as efficient as it should be, and it lasted half as long as it should. Instead of 20 years, maybe it lasts 10 years. Would the guy really have saved you any money in the long haul?
No, not
if it only lasted half as long as it should.
We just have to go through the process again.
exactly, and spend the money again. Would you agree or disagree with Consumer Reports and Department of Energy that proper sizing is one of the most important considerations, perhaps even as important as the price of the system?
Yeah,
it is. I haven't even thought about that, but yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree as well. Once you've made your point, you've shared the third-party expert information, and you've illustrated the comparison between the HVAC system and the car, simply ask your homeowner, as I did in the video there, do you agree with these experts that there are other factors more important than a cheap price? Of course there are, and they're going to have just read it and seen it and discussed it with you. It's going to make a huge difference when price comes up at the end.